information for your life, and quirky stuff in between. It's Andrew Dickens' Sunday Cafe on Newstalk ZB.
It's time to talk travel. Megan Singleton, hello.
Good morning, Andrew.
You've been up in the Bay of Islands, and I love it. You've been to Kororaraka.
Yes, I have, and I have donned my hiking boots and done quite not the usual thing for me.
Do you know why it's called Kororaraka? That's Russell. That's the Maori name for Russell.
No, and I probably should.
Kororaraka, I believe, is a sweet penguin. And back in the days, because, of course, Russell used to be where all the whalers used to hang out. It used to be described, I think it was Rudyard Kipling, described it as the wildest town in the Southern Hemisphere.
The hellhole of the Pacific.
The hellhole of the Pacific, that's the one. And they used to enjoy, quite often, sweet penguin soup up there. It was a local delicacy by the Maori.
Well, the penguin, fortunately, are still there, because I went out on a yacht. Hello, just want a little boasting there. And we went out to Roberton Island, which is called Motu Arohia.
Mm.
Yeah. And we passed some little blue penguins, so they're still there. And actually, even dolphins on the way back rode our bow waves.
A little bit of salt, a little bit of garlic, lovely soup. There we go.
I don't know if you'd be allowed to do that.
It is the oldest settlement in New Zealand. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So what I went up there for is they have, all the locals and local businesses have gotten together and they've launched the inaugural Bay of Islands Walking Weekend, which is coming up in October, so it's a little while away. But they're basically walks that already exist, and they've decided to pull them all together, organise guides, organise boats if you need them, and, you know, because some of them are out on the islands. 21 different walks, from really gentle historic walks around Kororaraka, as you just said, getting a bit of history, going past the old church and all of that. And I did that, and I also did a Kiwi night walk up Flagstaff Hill, which is just there in Russell as well.
That's where the flagpole was that Honohika kept on chopping down.
Yeah. Well, they've still got one there, one version of it is still there. So you sort of stand up there, and then basically you listen, and you go very quiet. But of course, it had been such an effort for me to get up the hill that I think my breathing was louder than a passing Kiwi anyway. But we did hear the Kiwi. The weka are up there chattering away all the time.
Mm.
And in fact, there's so many weka, they've, because Russell is really protected, the weka are getting to be quite annoying for the locals, because they dig up the gardens.
I feel a cull coming on.
It was outstanding. And so we hiked through the bush in the dark, just listening to the birds. And to be honest, it was a quiet night. And sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. You know, they don't wind them up and just roll them out. But I loved it. It was so peaceful. And I just wrote the blog and I said, you know, if the kind of person that can watch a cricket match or go fishing is going to love one of these Kiwi night walks.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. I love the fact that you walk past the oldest church. Mm. And in fact, if you go and look around that church, you'll find a bullet hole in the side of it. You can put your finger right the way through, and that's from the wars, you know, back in the 1820s, 1830s.
I know. It's such a beautiful place. And I just feel, I've been going up there sort of a few times lately and sort of just sit on the veranda at the Duke of Marlborough Hotel and have a quiet. But I stayed this time at a really lovely luxury boutique place called the Flagstaff Lodge, and that is just at the bottom of Flagstaff Hill. It's an original homestead. It's been lovingly restored. It's got only four rooms, French doors out of each room. Just the most beautiful places, you know, are up there. But I just have to tell you about this walk that we did out to Roberton Island. We met the caretaker out there. He's lived out there for 40 years, and he looks after the island, and his wife makes little wooden ornaments and bowls and things from timber that she can source, like itabi kauri or sometimes it's mangrove, whatever she can find. And they're really into this Project Island Song, which is this whole trying to eradicate the pests and plant native trees to bring back the birds. So I bought one of these amazing little jigsaws that she makes, which is in the shape of a rat. And you pull it all apart and thousands of little pieces come out of it. And I'm not going to give it away because it's just the most clever, clever thing.
Yeah.
And so I've got that on my blog as well.
History, nature, $8 million properties as well, if you like the modern stuff.
Yes. It's
Russell and the Bay of Islands. It's a beautiful place. And it's all on your blog, yes?
It is.
Bloggeratlarge.com. Megan Singleton, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.